Hello. So first of all, thank you so much for staying here this late. I know that this somehow collides with the Linux Foundation event, so I hope you'll get there tonight. I'm Daniel. I'm a software engineer at Red Hat, and I'm also somehow trying to run the BPFC group in Fedora. And I would like to talk to you a little bit about BPF programs and how do you run those out. Yes, first of all, so I can get a little bit of a vibe. How many of you have ever run a BPF program? As non-root? Okay, cool. Well, but good, you don't want. Okay, so a non-using kernel capability? Okay, cool. So then I think that's going to be interesting to you. So basically, I want to speak, and this is the main topic about the whole session, about the privileged program. So as you have been noticing, most of the people, when they run BPF program, they just say, okay, let's run just as root. And that's a little bit the main issue as when you first start doing anything on Linux. You look at root, then things just work, and suddenly you notice and you realize that this is not a good practice. So then at some point you realize that there is a thing called kernel capabilities. Is there anyone here who's not familiar at all with kernel capabilities? Okay, then you're good to go. But when eBPF was first a thing, it was just using capsysadmin. So that's basically, yeah, okay, I'm giving you root access to my system.